Mike Dunahy is an author, he's a singer, he's a songwriter, he's a podcast host, and the former lead singer of 10th Avenue North. And he's just written a book called Grace in the Gray, A More Loving Way to Disagree. Mike, what are the advantages of learning how to disagree with somebody?
Anyone can disagree, but to cultivate a loving attitude when you disagree, that is the mystery that I want to explore.
Where does the title come from, Grace in the Gray? What does that mean, and how did you come up with that?
Just sitting around talking about words and thinking about how God built gray spaces into the universe, right? Like, is 4:30 a.m. too late or too early? Gray area. When does morning start and night end? Gray area. Where does the sea end and the horizon start? Kind of a gray area. And I think maybe God put gray spaces into the universe to remind us he's more interested in cultivating great lovers than he is great debaters.
Well, in the book, you talk about four stages, like a four-stage process in disagreements. Can you outline some of those for us?
I'm sitting back and kind of thinking through what I explore in the book and kind of came up with some ideas that a lot of us need to learn to subjectify people that we've objectified, you know, that we need to humanize those people that we've deified, that we need to have compassion for the people we've vilified, right? And that we need to consider our posture as equally as important as our position. That last one is actually the one I get the most rebuke from, because people are so concerned about the truth that they never think, maybe this person I'm talking to isn't offended by the truth I'm telling them. Maybe they're just offended by the way I'm communicating that truth. This was really the genesis of the book, was when our band was picketed by a group of fundamentalists. They were holding out signs and telling everyone they were going to hell, and they were telling everyone that our music was the devil's music. So I went outside and I talked to them. Hey guys, how's it going? And they're like, you're playing the devil's music, that's what's going. What makes you think it's the devil's music? But they didn't answer. And I said, how do you guys feel like this approach is going? Are you seeing a lot of return on your... And I go, doesn't matter. We're telling them the truth. I walked away from that interaction, founded. I was like, what is it about the way that they're communicating that is problematic for me? I stumbled across this verse in 1 Timothy where Paul says, hey, look, Timothy, correct your opponent. We love that. With all gentleness. I looked up the Greek there. You know what it means? It means with all gentleness. And then he says, this is the secret, and this is how you do that. It's like, well, how do I do that? How do I hold my posture and my position in connected tension with each other? Not as exclusive, but as mutually inclusive and important. He goes, perhaps God will grant them repentance leading to the truth. The only way I can communicate value the way I communicate as important as what I'm communicating is if I actually believe that God is the one who changes people, not me.
So you were totally okay with them having a disagreement with you, not agreeing with maybe some of the things that you're saying in your songs. It's just the way that they did it and the discussion just didn't go anywhere. That's what really frustrated you.
Well, people disagree with me every day on my Instagram about everything. So I've learned you got to start with actually learning to be disagreed with and allowing that to happen and not needing to correct everyone who has the wrong opinion of you, you know? And that's why the book is kind of always comes back to you. It's usually when a debate gets really heated, it usually doesn't have to do so much with what they're saying as what it's revealing that's in me.
The book is called Grace in the Gray, Finding a Better Way to Disagree. The author is Mike Dunahy, and we'll post a link to the book on our Life Facebook page. Thanks for being with us, Mike.
Thanks for spending time with me. I loved it.